Revolution.org, episode 604, 2024, Nutrabol MK677 SARMs Revisited. We're going to give you the updated information about Nutrabol. We've learned a lot of stuff about this compound over the past few years, and we're going to share that with you if you're interested in using it. This is definitely the podcast that you want to check out. So Nutrabol, we got to keep in mind with Nutrabol, not a SARM. Sold as a SARM, it's an orally administrated growth hormone, secretagogue, and originally developed by reverse pharmacology. And that term, the secretagogue, is a term for a substance that chemically signals for the pituitary gland to secrete growth hormone. So Nutrabol, very similar to using something like GHRP6, Ipamorelin. And Nutrabol is very different, though. Those are peptides in peptide form. Those are peptides you have to reconstitute and inject. Same thing with growth hormone. Growth hormone is a peptide. And growth hormone, you get a kit, and you have to reconstitute it. Sometimes I know Pfizer offers where it's already, you know, it's easy to mix it for you and you get a pen. So look, Nutrabol doesn't come with that. It comes in either in an oral form or comes in a liquid form and you just go down the hatch. So that's really cool that they did that. So you don't have to worry about mixing it. You don't have to worry about storing in the fridge. You don't have to worry about, oh my God, I left it on the counter. You don't have to worry about, oh my God, it's in the mail for 4 weeks and it's going to get ruined. Postman's going to leave it in the heat or postman's going to leave it in the cold. You don't got to worry about that, you know, and that's a good thing about it. So you don't have to worry about any of that crap. And look, they wanted to develop something to help with muscle wasting, obesity, and osteoporosis. Also, treatment of elderly hip fracture patients. So they've done a lot of studies on this compound. Basically, the way it works is growth hormone pulses. If you listen to this podcast, you understand that. Growth hormone pulses. It's not like using anabolic steroids. Anabolic steroids are hormones. They build up in the system. They have esters. Obviously, unless you're using a no-ester anabolic steroid, which is rarely used out there. The only reason you'd ever use that is if you were tested. But with anabolic steroids, they have esters attached. So the esters are slow release in the body. So you get the slow release buildup, then you get a peak in the body as you're injecting or as you're taking it orally on a set schedule. This is different. With MK677 Nutrabol and growth hormone, it's a pulsing thing. So you get an increase in GHRH, which is growth hormone releasing hormone. You have amplifying GHRH, which is signaling somatotropes of the anterior pituitary gland. You get reducing of somatostatin release, and that is what turns off growth hormone release. And then you have inhibiting of somatostatin receptor signaling. So you get a lot of things happening which kind of break down barriers of growth hormone in the body. So you'll notice when you're taking Nutrabol, right away, within a few days, you'll start noticing the hunger spikes, which are really annoying. You know, very, very annoying. That's ghrelin. Ghrelin in your body throughout the day goes up and down, up and down. It's a survival mechanism. Same thing with animals. The cat goes to hunt. He wants to go hunt. He's got that ghrelin. He's got that hunger. The hunger is signaling to his brain, go hunt, go find food, go find food. Same thing with us. We have that survival mechanism that's kept us, you know, being a dominating species on Earth for a reason. Because we have that ability to feel like we're hungry, let's go find food. The same thing with this. So when we talk about how to use it to our advantage, it's not just about the ghrelin. It's about other things that it's going to do in the system. We're going to get into that on this podcast. So basically, let me sum this up and get the boring science stuff out of the way. So those four mechanisms are how it works. And then once you ingest it, depending on your dose, you're going to start seeing those benefits kind of, it's going to be a domino effect of those benefits starting. So, but you'll notice pretty quickly on it, the first couple of weeks, the hunger increase, and you'll notice harder sleep at night. So it's not your imagination. That's because you are getting those immediate effects of Nutrabolt. And then over time, you'll start getting more and more of the other benefits like lean muscle mass, fat burning, and then an anti-aging properties and stuff like that. Mobster?
Yeah, I mean, look, Steve, as you know, growth hormone, even with the prices that we have nowadays, actually being relative to the past, are actually cheaper. It's still kind of expensive. And at the same time, to get the best benefits from growth hormone, you need to run it for a decent period of time, typically 3 months or more, right? So that can be a hit on your pocket. Whereas MK677 is for, I'll just say right out, Steve, it's cheap. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than buying 100 IUs of growth hormone, no doubt about it. Then there's obviously things that we do in training, and I'm going to get into specifically that now. Right, so I this is one of those things, and I've said this in a few shows. I use MK677. When I say I've used certain drugs, I haven't used them all. I haven't used some of the drugs at the dosages that other people have done, and so on and so forth. MK677. Every single fucking day, Steve. And I think I've been using it now. I'm going to say 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, certainly that kind of period of time. One pill per day, job done. Now, why? So I've been pounding the weights for a long fucking time, Steve. It's over 4 decades as we do this show. And I'm still hitting certain numbers that are right fucking up there. Just recently, a lifetime PB, that was 4 months ago. So you go, the wear and tear on my body from lifting very, very heavy weights relative to myself, never mind relative to other people, and doing the stuff that I've been doing for a very long time is going to have an effect. Now, some of that will be increased muscle size and strength, and some of that's going to be wear and tear. One of the issues which started to occur about 2 years ago was I couldn't get both arms above my head. It's still not 100%, but for the last 2 years, it's called frozen shoulder. It's worth looking up. It's not uncommon. It's been getting slowly better, but surely. And of course, that's me doing range of movement work, doing better warm-ups, longer warm-ups. But also, I started to look at products like MK677 to enhance that recovery, to help with osteoporosis. In other words, in my case, healing up the shoulder joint, to aid recovery from training in terms of injuries and tweaks and strains and whatever the hell else that we're going to put up on our bodies. And especially when we get up into PR, PBs, personal best, etc., record breaking shit. The one on my left, Steve, would have put me in the top 10 in the country for my age. So that's how fucked up that shit is. And that was just a few months ago, and I'm still 59. So you're going to have wear and tear. Absolutely. Another issue, which is just a sign of my age again, Steve, and that's that I do not sleep like a baby. I certainly don't. It's not uncommon for me to wake up multiple times per night, just turning over and get comfortable. I fall back to sleep very quickly, but I couldn't tell you the last time I slept 8 hours without a break. That's a sign of my age. It's actually kind of normal. People get fucking a bit whatever about it, but it's actually kind of normal. And then there's an obvious thing again. The closer I get to PB, personal best, etc., kind of level, the more likely I am to be pushing my recovery and the more likely I'm to show signs of overtraining. Now, of course, PEDs enhance the recovery and so on and so forth. So again, that would also affect my sleep and, just being sore and so on and so forth. So MK677 for me is right up there with joint products like glucosamine sulfate. I have taken glucosamine in the past and I felt the effects in terms of better shoulder health within 10 days. I've run out, this is years ago, I haven't run out ever since. But when I ran out, I felt the effects of the pain and discomfort that I'd had before the glucosamine within, again, 7 to 10 days. MK677 is almost certainly for me in that kind of area that I would notice it would take me longer to recover. I'd have more pain and discomfort. The harder I'm pushing, the more likely I'm to have injuries and even small, tiny ones that you barely notice, it would take me longer to recover from those and so on and so forth. And there's obviously being 59 years of age, as Steve said, there's going to be the anti-aging properties, which to me is a bonus. I've never been that fussed specifically on how I look, but what the hell? Good skin is good skin. I'm not going to complain. I'm actually kind of fortunate, Steve, and I think that's part of the training and healthy lifestyle that of me and when all my brothers were still alive, I had the least amount of gray hair because I drank least, I never smoked, and I worked out and I ran. So being healthy actually was an anti-aging process. There's something else as well. Now, I did have, because I take my MK677 in the morning for a short period of time, that appetite stimulant. Literally, I think 3 days in, I was fucking ravenous. Now, that seems to have calmed down, which is okay, because I don't think I'd want to be like that all the time. But for those of you listening that want to gain weight, and as often as not, and Steve and I have seen these studies that have proven this, some of the underweight guys and girls will convince themselves that they're eating as much as possible. I'm always got food in front. No, you haven't. It's been proved again and again and again in studies. So what you really want is something that's going to let you eat more. And MK677 will let you eat more because you're going to want to eat more. Obviously, we want that to be clean, healthy food, but that's an absolute positive. For example, I take my MK677 in the morning and I don't or no longer get the appetite effects. But if I wanted to negate that because I was getting them, I would take it at night. And I'm still going to get the sleep enhancing. I'm just not going to wake up in the middle of the night and want the sandwich, that kind of stuff. What else? It's actually, do you know what, Steve? I was going to think about this because this is the revisited in terms of looking back over the new information. And I actually think MK677 Nutribol is more popular now than it's ever been in the past. And you're seeing it a lot more stacks, a lot more. Again, the post 30, post 40 athletes are looking at it. We've just done a show when we talked about Trent and GW, and we talked about CrossFitters. So the impact some of those guys, especially with the form, have on their joints is absolutely going to help you again. So, yeah, I mean, look at it this way. There are a few things that you can do to boost your own growth hormone. I think for me, Steve, some of them have very small effects. I'm thinking about arginine and GABA and so on and so forth. Something that I can use daily that's relatively cheap, that's going to help me push the PBs and are going to help me recover and not have fucked up joints, or certainly have, in my case, a joint that's getting better all the goddamn time, is to me an absolute plus. And that's precisely why I use it on a daily basis. Now, I know you've used it as well, Steve. So what about yourself and your experiences?
Yeah, for me, I'm not a big fan of it at this time. Maybe, you know, as I get older, things will change. But the reason I know, like, it has nothing to do with my age, by the way. A lot of you younger guys are going to really like what it does. But, you know, one of the side effects, the hunger increase, really, really is annoying. So one of the ways that you can kind of work on that, and that's the reason I'm not a fan of it, because I don't like to have my appetite messed with, you know, either way. I like to be in control of my body. It's very, very important to me. So Nutriball, you're going to be ravenously hungry. But here's a way. I wouldn't shy away from using it, though, if you're worried about it. And here's why. Because one of the ways you can kind of get around that negative side effect is by taking it before bed. Because you take it before bed and, you know, you're gonna sleep at night. Most of you, you know, will sleep, you know, 7 hours, 8 hours or whatever. And you'll be fine. And the next day you'll be hungry, whatever. But I also do a lot of time restricted eating. I do a lot of fasting. So it really doesn't fit what I'm looking for. But like if you take it in the morning, I tried taking it in the morning, you're just hungry all day, like ravenously hungry. So the stuff works amazing for that purpose. But don't like fall into that rabbit hole of thinking, well, you know, I'm a big guy already. You know, if I take it, here's an interesting thing. When I took Nutriball Monster, is I ate more on Nutriball. I ate more often on Nutriball. I was taking in more calories on Nutriball, but I was actually losing weight. I was losing body fat on Nutriball, even with eating more. So it really is fascinating. This is one of the reasons it's actually really good for repair and recovery of the body. That's one of the big benefits of it. So if you're a big guy like Mobster, you can definitely take advantage of Nutriball. You don't have to be a skinny guy who has low appetite, who wants to bulk, and yeah, I'm going to take Nutriball. This way I'm hungry all day, and I can eat more than just like a Pop-Tart or a hot dog, you know? I don't have to eat the 20-year-old diet of Pop-Tarts and hot dogs, you know? I'll have an appetite to eat more. But you can be Mobster, a big guy like Mobster, and still get benefits of Nutriball for that reason, because you're eating more on it, but you're not gaining fat. You're losing fat at the same time. Again, that's the magic of having IGF-1 and growth hormone increase in the body. So we know that users have reported that they gain a lot of lean muscle mass on Nutriball, and they lose body fat on Nutriball. In multiple studies, we know that Nutriball increases IGF-1 levels between 39 and 89%. Amazing. And a lot of the benefits of more IGF-1 in the body include increased fat oxidation, which is fat loss, increased muscle gains, lean mass, tightening up loose skin. So if you're an overweight guy, you want to lose a lot of weight, be careful. Because what ends up happening is you'll lose a lot of weight fast and you'll have loose skin, and then that loose skin will hang, and then you'll have to have a surgery to remove the loose skin, which is a risky thing. And having any other human being, and I have the utmost respect for doctors. Some of them are morons, but the vast majority of doctors are really, really good. You know, that's why they're doctors, right? But having another human being use a knife to cut you, you don't want to do that unless it's absolutely necessary. So by using Nutriball through your fat loss journey, it's going to help with that loose skin, as is fasting. Fasting will also help with loose skin. That will tighten up the skin, you know, help recycle those dead cells so you don't have them there. Healing old injuries, this is huge. And a lot of people, we're going to talk about stacking Nutriball in a second, Mobster, on how to get the most out of your healing stacks with Nutriball. And then also healing bones, tendons, and ligaments. And that's huge because as weightlifters, we have strong muscles. We typically have very, very strong bones. The more you weight train, the more you use anabolic steroids, the stronger your bones get. But you know, we don't have strong mobster tendons and ligaments. Our tendons and ligaments take a beating. And, you know, our discs in our spine, in our neck, and in our back take a beating. So these are things that anabolic steroids actually hurt. And these are things that weightlifting actually hurt. So Nutriball has the ability to reverse that. So touch on the healing and repair benefits, mobster, because you're an older guy and you've dealt with a lot of nagging injuries, and then we'll get into stacking and
I'll
those
tell you
things.
what I'm thinking of specifically, Steve, and this was very much a thing in the 80s and 90s. Thank Christ we've although there are still some examples out there. Larry Wills, I'm looking at you. In terms of his reputation for other people getting injured, the curse, as they've called it. Right, so what happens? You're on steroids and you get muscular gains very, very quickly. If you're on some steroids, you get muscular gains and strength very, very quickly. But as Steve said, what you don't get is the connective tissue gains very, very quickly. So that would be thicker and stronger tendons, thicker and tougher membranes, the fascia around your muscles, all of the connective tissue. And again, there's a combination of the steroid use increasing the strength and the muscle size about the connective tissue and also the aging process again. If I was doing some of the stuff that I did when I was younger, and not all of those things, I'm actually in some perverse way fortunate and maybe an outlier in terms of being stronger. For the most part, I would be much higher risk for injuries. And of course, because I've been competitive in the past, especially around competitions, I've still got fucking world records with my name against them. When you do world record or even national or international, Steve, never mind world record breaking shit. You are in a place that no other human being has done in your country, in the continent, in the fucking world. And if you're doing that stuff, and I don't care if it's running around a track or putting some massive weight above your head or doing something stupid with fucking grippers like me, it's the risk of injury factor increases because you are in that place where you're more likely to have an injury or an accident or do some stupid fucked up shit. And so therefore, any person that's listening to the show that's having a muscle tear, I'm thinking of my swimwear buddies with bicep tears from the Atlas Stones. And I'm thinking specifically when I was joking about Larry Wills earlier on, people getting pec tears, doing the bench stuff with Larry. And you've got videos of the muscle fucking popping on screen for you to look at. They will tell you it's a motherfucker and it takes a long time to recover from. So anything that's going to enhance your recovery, both during training and the growth hormones effects on your connective tissue being increased and beneficial is a plus. And then if you do get injured, the ability to recover from the injury quicker and come back better than you did before is an absolute fucking plus. So talk about dosing and stacking here, Steve. Dosing, we know anywhere between 5 and 25 milligrams. Pretty much every single GW project I've ever seen is set at around the 20 milligrams level. And that's, as we said earlier on, in terms of usage, whether it's a morning, like we discussed, especially if you want the appetite benefits, or the evening, if you want to avoid the appetite issue, but still get the rest of the benefits, including enhanced sleep. One pill a day, Steve. But what about, what would you stack with it?
So my opinion on this is 25 milligrams a day is going to be the average dose. Now you can go a little lower. If you're a female, you can go half that dose. You'll get good results. If you're a bigger guy, you could push it more. I don't know, Mobster, did you try 50 milligrams or did you just stick to 25? Yeah, we can't hear you. You're on the
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I am the product I'm using, Steve, is 20 milligrams. And I thought most of the products I'd actually looked at were 20 milligrams, although I do see from the article that it's 25. I've never gone much higher than that. So I seem to be getting the benefits at a slightly lower dose.
Yeah, I've seen some guys go up to 50. I want to go any higher. You gotta remember with this, okay? I got to repeat this, and this is something you're gonna see a lot on forums. You're gonna see a lot on social, whatever. When they're talking about Nutrabol, a lot of people don't understand what Nutrabol is, and I explained at the beginning what it is. And even if they listen maybe to that, they're still not gonna understand what it is, Mobster. And that's okay. Not everybody is a science person, you know. Some people out there, they don't like science. They're anti-science. They leave.
You don't need to be, but a better
Yeah.
understanding is actually
But
beneficial.
I mean, hear me out on this. And we see some people say, "Oh, you got to run Nutrabol 6 months. You got to run Nutrabol a year." Again, it's a pulse. It's not a hormone. Okay, it's not a drug. It's a pulse. You're getting a pulse. So there's no rule. For, yeah, you got to run it this many months to get benefits. That's just not true. You can run it for one day and you'll get benefits because you're getting that pulse. You see what I'm saying? It's just like running growth hormone or any other peptide. You can run it 5 days on, 2 days off. You can run it 1 week on, 1 week off. You're still going to get the benefits because you're getting that pulse. So it's just not true that you have to run it day in and day out for 6 months just to see results. It's just not true. And that's just not, there's a lack of understanding of how these things work. Remember, it's a pulse. It's a pulse of getting IGF-1 and growth hormone in the body. You're getting that ghrelin release. So you'll see results on Nutrabol within the first few days. You should start seeing the appetite differences. You're like, wow, I'm hungry. I'm ravenously hungry on this stuff. Oh, I'm sleeping harder on this stuff. I'm waking up more refreshed in the morning. You'll need less sleep on Nutrabol. That's interesting because instead of getting 8 hours of sleep, you can get 7 hours of better sleep and you'll have better sleep quality, and that will require you less. If you get woken up during the night periodically for whatever reason, that's noisy, you got a noisy ceiling fan, your air conditioner wakes you up, your person you're sleeping with snores, your cat's walking on you, your dog's moving around, whatever, that's less quality sleep than if you just sleep and don't move for 7 straight hours or 6 straight hours. So you got to keep that in mind. So you'll absolutely get the benefits of Nutrabol. You don't have to run it for 6 months or a year. But the fat loss benefits, it is true. The longer you use it, the more fat loss benefit. That's just common sense. You know, the more lean mass you're gonna, that's just more common sense the more you do it, but you don't have to. So there's not a, in terms of how length to run it, and touch on that really quick, Momson. Let's get
I
into
mean,
what the stack
I'll
of
tell you what I'm thinking about, Steve. I mean, listen, guys, there's this the problem that people might misconstrue, or the thing that might sort of slip through the net, if you like, is that certain things that we do with regard, an obvious example would be steroids. When we take steroids, by testosterone, we suppress natural production. And so we have to replace what we've naturally produced and then go above and beyond that in order to see the benefits of the increased testosterone. If we take growth hormone, we're not suppressing natural production. If we take something that isn't growth hormone, i.e., MK677, we're not suppressing natural production. So as Steve says, that pulse, that's the increase, is also mimicking, ironically, the way that the body produces it. You do not have a constant drip feed of testosterone. You do not have a constant drip feed of growth hormone. It's not how the body works. It's not how it works in life. You have a growth hormone spurt when you go from a young kid to a teenager and then shoot up almost to adult size. Same thing applies here. You have times through the day when these hormones are produced to get you out of bed in the morning. Testosterone is one of the things that gets you out of bed in the morning, along with cortisol, and so on and so forth. So, and again, post-training, the fact that you've gone in the gym and stimulated your body will reduce growth hormone. If you train too hard, you reduce it, and so on and so forth. The long-term benefits, absolutely, like Steve's described, it's precisely the reason why I use it in that particular way. But as Steve said again, it will give you a pulse from one tablet, one dose. So you're going to get the benefits. However, I wouldn't think one tablet, one dose is going to fix an injury or aid recovery. So therefore, we have sex. Therefore, we have cycles. And therefore, we would use it for certain periods of time. As with any of these conversations, Steve, it's about the optimal way that specific to you, the individual that's using it, what you're after for, if it's better skin this way, if it's fat reduction that way, if it's injury recovery that way, and so on and so forth. And then obviously, as we're going to discuss now, what we would add to it. What if we wasn't doing a steroid stack, we're not using growth hormone, we're not using insulin, we got Nutrabol, what would we use with it? Would it be another steroid, Steve, or something else? Would it be a different peptide? Would it be a different sub? Let the listeners know your thoughts on that.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, you could stack it with anything. You can stack it with steroids, peptides, SARMs, whatever. Now let's go like healing, because I promise you guys, a lot of you guys are really desperate when it comes to healing. And a popular way to stack it would be with Ostarine. You could do 25 milligrams of the Nutrabol and then do 25 up to 50 milligrams of the Ostarine. And though that would be a good, that's they're both MK677 Nutrabol, MK2866 Ostarine. Those are that's a very popular healing stack. You can also add peptides like BPC and TB500. Those are healing peptides. So you could do those with the Nutrabol, or you could do all four, those, the Nutrabol and the L-Serine for healing. Try that. BPC, you have to make sure you inject it at the point of the injury, close as close to the injury as possible. And the TB500, you can just inject it anywhere. Usually just people just grab belly fat and they just inject it in the belly fat. In terms of, let's say I wanted to do a fat loss stack, you could do Nutrabol with GW or Nutrabol with SR. Those would be good options. If you want to do a bulker, you could do Nutrabol with RAD or LGD or S23, or you could do a cutting stack with S4, GW, and Nutrabol, or you could do a bulking stack with YK11 Nutrabol, and you could throw in some S23 as well. Now, if you're doing it with steroids, if you wanted to do like a massive, massive, massive appetite increaser, you could do Nutrabol with DECA, in a cycle like that, and or D-bol and or testosterone. You could add those. Those you would have a ravenous appetite. Like if you're a skinny dude and you're like, fuck this, I want to bulk up, I just want to move the scale, try that stack. You'll bulk up like crazy on that stack. So there's no right or wrong way. Another thing too, HGH, you could stack HGH and Nutrabol. So the way I would do that, if you wanted to get some of the all the growth hormone benefits, you again, the pulsing, don't take them at the same time, take them separately. So I would take like the HGH, I would take before you break your before you eat your first meal of the day, and then I would take Nutrabol before bed, and you'll have a really good pulse. You'll have a pulse when you take the HGH early in the day, and you'll have a pulse before bed as well. And you'll save money in the process because you'll be able to conserve your HGH for a longer period of time. And then, or you could alternate. You could take HGH one day and then take Nutrabol the next. And again, you're stretching out your HGH and you're saving money that way, and you're still getting those pulses of the IGF-1 and growth hormone. So there's really lots of different ways to run it, Mobster. How about you? What did you stack Nutrabol with when you ran it?
I've used it, ironically, Steve, on both my cutting and my bulk cycles in the last few months, as you're aware. So, the cutting cycle was a Cut 150 product, which was a tren, testosterone, and Masteron combination, and my bulkers, my always go-to bulker, which would be Sust and Deca, and I ran them throughout. As I've said earlier on, I got a PB on the bench, 195 kilograms, which is 427, 428 pounds, a lifetime best, age 59. And, naturally, pounding the heavy weights on bench press is going to make my fucking shoulders sore. Working back up to the heavy presses that I've done in the past, which I still think's on the cards, fingers crossed, is something that's going to make my old man's shoulders sore. So that's an absolute thing. So touching on something Steve just said before we finish the show, and that's this idea that perhaps might confuse people, and I have touched on it already, and that's this as Steve said, the suggestion of a possible stacking GH and MK677 together. And they go, well, how does that work? Again, use of growth hormone will not suppress your natural production. Use of testosterone will suppress your natural production. And it's slightly confusing for some people. The idea that you can go, well, if I'm going to be producing my own growth hormone and I'm going to use growth hormone from outside and I'm going to use MK677, how does that work? Well, MK677 is enhancing natural production, whereas the growth hormone in and of itself is coming in from the outside, but it's still not having an effect. This is one of those few times, Steve, when you're not thinking about a PCT, you're not suppression, not a shipment issue of suppression, you're not going to have some sort of bounce back afterwards and so on and so forth. In fact, arguably, you're probably more likely to have issues with growth hormone in terms of possible water retention and the way that some people are affected by it. And again, that's dose dependent than you are. I mean, again, we touch on these shows all the time about what we call sensible use. So if we said MK677, optimal dosage is actually 25 milligrams a day. Steve and I have touched upon growth hormone at low levels, and typically that's the equivalent of 5 IUs every other day, a little bit higher than one or two individuals, but certainly not, no need to go to pro levels unless you're a pro. So yeah, this is one of those things, relatively cheap, fantastically useful, even more uses and benefits if you're an older athlete than a younger one, but absolutely younger athletes can use it. If you're underweight and you're struggling with appetite, you're going to fucking love this one, Steve. Certainly can't get enough food in. I struggled to gain weight. My scales have been stuck at 180 for ages. Give MK677 a look. If you're an older athlete like me and you're having issues with injuries, you're pushing the chance of you getting an injury to a higher level. You're starting to get those lines on the face and that kind of dry skin effect that older people get. By all means, give this a look. Again, as always, this is going to be in combination with great nutrition, great training. And if we want to become freaks, if we want that body that we want, we do have to push that body. You're not going to get it sitting on the sofa and eating cheesy chips. It's just not going to happen. You're going to need to get out there and do your cardio and hit the gym hard. And again, you're listening to this show because you are that kind of person. You're not the typical gym user. You are the person that wants to know how to get the most out of what you're doing in the gym, the most out of what you're doing eating, to keep your results, and in this case, to heal up quicker too, and increase your appetite, and get a better sleep. So for me, Steve, those things in combination is absolutely why we're looking at it. Please note, we are not doctors, and the opinions are ours. It's our viewing based on our experience and views on the topic. Our podcasts are for informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the First Amendment apply.